listening. You're listening to Get Anything Talk for Real. Good evening. You're listening to Get Deep and Keep It Real with Tiffany Camilla. How are you tonight? I am doing wonderful. I have a very exciting show for you tonight. I am so excited. I just don't know what to do with myself. That's why I'm a little giggly tonight. I have a very special show lined up. Now, let me tell you, this is only for the grown folks. If you're a little sensitive or a little conservative, this may not be the show for you tonight, and that's why I'm doing it tonight and not usually and not in the afternoon like I usually do, because we're going to be talking about some adult sensitive stuff. And so, you know, you want to make sure the kids are in bed or not in earshot when you're listening to this show. And just a warning for you, if you're, you know, going to be listening to this show later on, you know, at work, this might not be work appropriate, or, you know, when you're out and about with a lot of friends around, you might want to just listen to this when you have some quiet time alone, because it's going to get a little hot up in here, a little steamy. So I guess you're wondering what we're going to be talking about today, since I have your curiosity all piqued. Well, we're going to be discussing adult alternative practices, lifestyles, relationships. We're going to be talking a little bit about bondage, master-slave relationships, different things like that. And just we're going to get some basic information, and we're going to find out possibly some venues where we could go to possibly find out more information about this. And I do have a very special guest, and he's going to be coming online with us in just a minute. And let's just make sure he's here. Give me one moment. Here we go. Hi, this is Tiffany with Get Deep and Keep It Real. How are you today? Oh, come on, please. Hello? Okay. Let's try that again. Hopefully, my guest will be back on. Let's try it one more time. Okay. Looks like we're having slight technical difficulties here, but hopefully we will get those taken care of. You're on the line. Let's Get Deep and Keep It Real with Tiffany Camilla. Are you there? Okay. All right. It looks like we're having some problems. Let me just see if I can get these worked out. But as I was saying, we're going to have a super-duper show talking about adult practices. And I know I paused there for a second because I'm just trying to get these technical difficulties worked out. And I'm just trying to contact my host here, or my guest, rather, to see why can't they hear me. I can hear them. I wonder if they can hear me, but I can't hear them. We know how technology can be sometimes, so please just bear with me. And while we're working this out, as I was saying, wonderful show. You know, as some of you know, I'm studying to be a marriage and family counselor. And so some of these topics or subjects come up in discussion in the classroom setting, and sometimes, you know, in just general. Okay. So it looks like my guests can hear me, but I can't hear them. And so let's try this one more time. So please, audience, please bear with me, and it never fails. Okay, let's try it one more time. Really? Seriously? Wow. Great. Okay. And it looks like I just lost everything. So let's try this one more time. Boy, technology. Mercury in retrograde is really messing with me tonight. But you will not win. Not against the kid here. You will not win, technology. All right. Okay, even though you're eating up my show time, I am not mad at you. We just don't have to talk real fast. If I can ever get this thing back on the road. Come on, really? Okay. This is the deal with live internet radio sometime. No matter how many times you do a test, sometimes it just does not work. Okay, and if my host is listening, please bear with me. Because it just totally kicked me out. Okay, let's try it again. Okay, I'm back on now. Let's see if I can now get my host back on, my guest back on. Let's see here. Okay, let's try it. Okay, I'm on the air once again. If you can keep it real. What I may have to do is have my, if my guest can hear me, if you could please hang up and dial in again. And maybe it will reboot so that I can hear you. And let's hope. I've had this problem sometimes in the past, and usually that has worked. So hopefully my host, my guest, if I can stop calling. Okay, yes. So he heard me. So let's try this once more. Okay, and while we're doing that, as I said, okay, here we go. Let's try it again. You're on the air with Get Deep and Keep It Real with Camilla. Can you hear me? You're on the air with Get Deep and Keep It Real with Tiffany Camilla. Can you hear me? Really? Oh, my goodness. Wow, audience, I am just having serious issues today. This has never happened before. Wow. Okay. Oh, right. I can hear you now. Finally, I am having some serious issues with my headset. Okay, there we go. And I had to undo some of my mics and all of that, and now I'm going to have to seriously check this out. Because last week we were doing just fine, and today it's not working today. Anyway, all right, so we're back on track. Sorry about this audience, but life happens. And when you're dealing with technology, nothing is ever perfect, no matter how many test runs you do. So getting back to our show here, I have a special guest. And if you could please introduce yourself and your organization that you represent, please.
My name is Mr. Worf, and I represent Mahogany of Oakland, California.
All right. And just explain to us a little bit what Mahogany is and what's it all about. I've kind of given them a little preview of what we're discussing. And so the reason why I wanted to have you on my show is I've been privy to your organization, and I thought it was very interesting. And I felt like, you know, there are a lot of people out there in our, what I like to call the vanilla society. And for those of you who don't know what vanilla means, it just means people who kind of, you know, just do regular vanilla type things sexually or in their relationship. So nothing too extreme. Is that correct? Am I giving a correct definition on that?
I would say basically vanilla would be non-kinky.
Okay.
Because there are people who are would call themselves vanilla but still do kinky things. So
right, okay. All right. Thank you for, you know, clarifying that for me. And so, you know, as I was saying, I would really like to explain to people exactly what your organization is about and the kind of things that people can find get into or not into the organization.
Okay. Well, Mahogany, I started Mahogany 15 years ago as a gateway to basically make an entry point for people of color into the kink community. So that I basically kept it wide open that pansexual means any sexuality, any interest in kink, what we will accept as long as you're the person of color, doesn't matter. Come join us.
Right.
And because at the time, there weren't any other people of color in the community in the Bay Area.
Right.
Yeah, I was involved in the community for at least 6 years before I started Mahogany, and I only knew 5 other people of color.
Wow.
And the kink community here is very, very large.
Right. Now, okay, so what exactly is kink? Just for some of my listeners, because I have all types of listeners, so some of them may not even know what kink is. What exactly is kink?
Well, I'll give you the old definition of it. I mean, the old definition was anything from whipped cream and feathers to leather and whips. You know, that there's a whole rainbow of things in between there.
Right.
That was the old definition. Nowadays, a lot of those things that were considered kinky are now kind of like part of the whole. It basically has been adopted into vanilla lexicon.
Right. Right. Because, you know, like ever since that book came out, 50 Shades of Grey, you know, everybody wants to, like, dibble and dabble or think they're being kinky. And, you know, so I wanted to do this show just to, you know, clarify some things. And, you know, as I had mentioned to you in our email, that especially people of color are somewhat, you know, I think, in my personal opinion, a little misguided and don't really understand what true kink or alternative lifestyle is. And they go by this, screen perception of what other people do. And they don't, a lot of them, in my personal experience, feel like that there's not many things out there that represent them.
Yeah, that's true. That was another reason why I started my group. On screen, there really isn't any representations of people of color doing kink.
Right.
The only exceptions would be if it's a joke, like in a movie, or I only know one movie that's black, that had black people in it, that was kinky, and that was the Twa series, the first 2 Twa movies.
Right. Yes, I do remember that. Yes.
Yeah. And that's pretty much it, you know. And most of the images that we see is mostly white, or if it's white, it'll be. I mean, if it's an interracial couple, it's usually a white man and a black woman.
Wow.
And that's it. That's pretty much it across the board. Yeah.
Right.
And
right.
Here are in 2013. Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. And I know that, like, in some of the research that I've done, I've noticed that you see very, especially in the area of, like, master slave or bondage and all that, you see very, very few images of African-Americans or Asian-Americans. Well, okay, maybe I'll take part of that back, because you do maybe see some Asian females and such, but as a spectrum of minority, right, you don't see it too much. Would you agree or disagree?
Yeah, I would say you'll see Asian females, no Asian males.
Right.
Mostly black women and Latinos, Latino women.
Wow.
No Latino men. Very, very, very few black men,
right,
and zero Asian men. So, or anybody else.
Right. Well, I'm even surprised to hear you say black females, because in the research that I was doing, I found it very hard to find any black females. Usually all I ever see are basically white and Asian females represented in, like, especially in the bondage or slave and master communities. I was finding very few women of color, unless they were being dominatrix.
Yeah.
I would see a few of them there, and that's about it. Now,
yeah,
could you explain? Go ahead.
No, go ahead with your question.
I was just wondering if you could just explain to my listeners, like, kind of maybe the difference between, like, or just tell us, like, what master-slave is, bondage, what a dominatrix is, what slave, and just a little bit about what goes on in that world.
Okay, I'll give you the short answer.
Yes.
It can be very complicated. It's all about an exchange of power between the person on the top and the person on the bottom. They're, I guess you would
right.
say, equal and opposite. So mm-hmm. at the lower end of the spectrum would be a top and a bottom. And mm-hmm. at the extreme end of the spectrum would be master and slave.
Right.
Now, in between those, you'd have a dominant and a submissive as well. It'd be sort of like in the middle of those two.
Right.
Basically, most of the power really lies with the submissive, because the submissive
mm-hmm.
has to be willing to give up his or her power to the dominant or to the top,
okay.
the person on the top. And so
wow.
in doing so, that kind of opens up the playing field and allows the
right.
dominant to operate.
Right.
So there's a balance there. The overall relationship can involve a lot of different things. I mean, it just be from something simple like orgasm denial or something like that. Yeah, it could be very simple. Or asking
right.
your lover to call out your name during sex, you know.
right.
Yeah.
Okay.
And so the opposite, the extreme would be, you know, it could be leather or torture, things like that. That would be part
mm-hmm.
of your play as well.
Right.
So I'm trying to paint a picture here where there's sort of like a speedometer. You know,
mm-hmm.
you get 0 to 100. Yeah, 100 would
right.
be extreme. So.
Right. No, I think you're doing an excellent job. And so, let's see here. Now, is there a certain type of person that desires to be in this type of world? I mean, do they have to be married, single? Do you have to come as couples? I mean, you know, how does that work?
I've seen it all. I've seen single people. I've seen couples. I've seen people meet within the scene. A few people that have been in my group have gotten married.
Wow.
Yeah, there's long-term relationships of people who've met in my group. You know, people come from all walks of life in this lifestyle. And you have people who are unemployed. You have people who are bankers.
It's
all the above. For instance, one of the directors of The Matrix is in the lifestyle as well. So that shows you just how extreme it is.
Exactly. And I mean, you know, I think it's funny because you say The Matrix, and then knowing what kind of world it is, I think that's just perfect. And probably I can just visualize, you know, wow. Interesting. Very interesting. Very interesting.
Yeah.
But, because, you know, I think a lot of times, especially in our community, a lot of misconceptions or, you know, things are assumed and people, you know, we're just not exposed to it. And so that's where I try to come in. Just, you don't necessarily have to like it or want to do it, but I think you need to be informed of what else is going out there. And who knows, you know, I feel like this could, maybe you, in the back of your mind, you've thought about doing this, but you didn't know if other people were doing it. Because to me, I think it's like a well-kept secret, so to speak. And it's just not really.
What I've discovered is that a lot of a lot of people of color, they do stuff. I mentioned this earlier. They do things that is kinky, but they never associated with being kinky.
Right.
So, for instance, choking in bed. You know, that's kind of kinky. You're doing bed play,
right.
You're doing breath play. So that's a kink act that has been incorporated into the vanilla lifestyle, which really shouldn't be there without proper training. But, you know, there's things like this. Spanking, for example, that's really hot right now.
Right.
Partially because of 50 Shades of Grey. And, you know, there's other things. Like bondage is now becoming part of vanilla as well. And, you know, those are things that are kinky, but people don't even associate it with kink. And especially black people, because they see kink as being something otherworldly or them over there. They don't really see themselves as being part of that. And, you know, especially when it comes down to, you know, even joining a munch group or even being in an organization like Black Beat or something like that.
Okay. Now, so if I was a person who was maybe interested in trying to find out more information on how to become part of this group or work, not necessarily your group, but just the kink world in general, what are some places, some venues, if I'm not in San Francisco, that I could maybe reach out to either by internet, by calling, visiting? I know that, you know, here I'm in the New Orleans area, and so I know that there are like certain clubs that they may not necessarily cater to exact kink, but it's like maybe a swingers club or something like that. I know that there are venues there, and then inside those venues, certain things, kinky things can, you know, possibly take, you know, go into shape. But what are just some organizations or places that people can maybe search out on their own?
Well, in San Francisco, there's a San Francisco Sex Information Hotline. It's been around for like 40 years. And they basically just there to answer questions like what you have.
Okay.
And they have a lot of resources. But in New Orleans, there's a couple of dungeons there, and they teach classes. So, usually there aren't. You could probably find them on Google. If you can't find them on Google, there's a website called FetLife.com.
Okay.
FetLife.com.
Mm-hmm.
FetLife, and just go in and join. It's free. Find your location. And then it'll give you a listing. You can do it by state or by city or whatever. Usually, you know, if you're in New Orleans, so New Orleans, there's a lot of stuff going on in the New Orleans area. Usually major cities, they usually have a lot of different organizations. It's not munch groups, it's other things.
Right. So I guess you just have to be well researched, or just you have to kind of maybe know where to look.
Well, I think a lot of it has to do with the terminology. Even the terminology of BDSM, that's not a word, that's an acronym. It's bondage, discipline, sadomasochism. It's basically just an umbrella term for all of the different elements of sexuality under that same term.
Right. Okay. So we're getting some good education here. I'm loving it. It's great. And so yeah, that's great for people who want to know and find out some things if they're interested. Now, so, and let's see here, we have about less than 5 minutes to go. So are there any, like, points of interest or just things in general that you would like to share with my listeners as far as helpful things or just, you know, your own personal experience, anything like that?
Well, the first thing I'll say is don't be afraid to try something new. You know, keep an open mind. I mean, you might, more than likely, you're going to like it.
Right.
Just it has to be in the right context. Yeah. Most of the time, you know, people, if they think of being spanked, for example, you know, they think of when he was a little kid being spanked by their mama. It's totally different when you're being spanked by your boyfriend or girlfriend. It's a totally different experience. Another thing is also there's a lot of information online. Amazon has a great selection of books. There's about 100 books on their list if you just look under BDSM or bondage or whatever. It's all linked together. Also, Wikipedia has a lot of information. YouTube as well. They all have a lot of information. Of course, FetLife is invaluable because it's interactive.
Right. Now, is it safe?
That's kind of a relative term, depending on what the active, it goes by what the active, spanking is safe, bondage can, depending on the type of bondage, you know, there's risk involved. For example, there's, you know, leather cuffs are safer than rope, because rope can cut off the circulation.
Right.
But, if, you know, if you're using leather cuffs and a person hanging from the ceiling, maybe being a little bit too visual on that. But, it just depends on what the act is. That's why I always suggest that if you're new, take a class. If you're interested in a particular topic, go to your local dungeon and see if if someone's teaching a class on that particular subject. More likely there is. You know, we have classes here every single week, and there's almost every day of the week there's this class, 7 days a week. You know, and usually the bigger the city, it's multiple classes every single day.
Right.
And by multiple.
Well, I know what I would recommend to anyone is that, you know, if you're having these, I like to call them your dark side fantasies, why not live them out? You don't have to necessarily put your fantasies on blast, but, you know, in a safe, you know, environment where there are others who are accepting of your particular practice, you know, instead of being sexually frustrated, you know, why not live them out with integrity? You know, I'm all about and being upfront. So if you are in a relationship, I would hope you would, you know, at least, you know, inform your partner of your likes and dislikes and that, you know, this may be something you want to try. They may not necessarily want to share with you, but at least I think it's, you know, productive to be open and honest for the relationship. And it could, you know, help enhance the relationship. You never know until you try. And so this is the reason why I decided to do a show like this, because I felt that, you know, maybe the reason why divorce rates are so high or whatever is because there are plenty of people who have these fantasies or sexual frustrations that they can't live out or are afraid to. And so I think, as you pointed out earlier, you know, these people come from all walks of life, all shapes and sizes, all colors in general.
Well, I was just reading something the other day. Durex does a national survey. And out of the people that they surveyed, they found that 56% of the people were unhappy with their sex lives. And it's been consistent since they started doing their survey 10 years ago. Life is too short to be unhappy with your sex life.
Exactly. I totally agree. So would you like, well, we kind of wrap that up. So in closing, is there anything else that you would like to just say to my audience?
Be open-minded. Be willing to try something once in a while, something new. Research it before you try it. Just be on the safe side. Also, I want to plug. There's a national organization. There's a convention for Black people, or excuse me, people of color. It's being held next month in August, and it's called. I'm losing the name right now. I'm sorry. I'm completely blank right now.
That's all right. If you come up with it, email it to me, and I'll put it on my website on the Get Deep and Keep It Real. And did you also want to, once again, give a plug for your group?
My group is mostly in the San Francisco Bay Area, so it's not a national group. But I would suggest joining FedLife and joining Dark Connections. It's a national, international group.
Dark
Connections. Also, check out the darkconnections.com.
Darkconnections.com. Okay, I'm sorry, what was that last part?
The old website is called darkconnections.com.
Okay, got it.
There's still a lot of
good
information there.
Thank you so much, and I do apologize for the technical difficulties we were having earlier, but while this was a short conversation, I think it was very informative, and I really enjoyed it, and I'm sure that all my listeners enjoyed it as well. And for those of you, no, I didn't take any callers today, but I'm sure just most of you were just surprised that I was on this evening, and I do apologize for not getting this out earlier. But I was, like, mad sick earlier today, and then finally started feeling better, and I'm like, okay, I got to do my show. So anyway, listen to it on the archives. Hit me up on Get Deep and Keep It Real, Facebook.com. And also, if you want to send an email with your comment, that's getdeepandkeepitreal@gmail.com. And I am your host, Tiffany Camilla, coming out of New Orleans. And once again, I'd like to thank my wonderful, gracious guest tonight, Mr. Ward from Mahogany Pleasures. And you've been listening to Get Deep and Keep It Real on Blog Talk Radio. Join me again next week, time and date to be announced. Have a good night.